A change in spectator allowance has been made for today's Rollin Dyer Wrestling Tournament here in Atlantic due to the governor's change in spectator restrictions. Atlantic Athletic Director Andy Mitchell said they've decided to allow two spectators per wrestler for the tournament, and that'll allow for more spectators for the event, but still provide enough space to maintain social distancing with a large number of teams that are participating. The Atlantic boys basketball team used some strong early shooting to pull out in front of Kemper Catholic and held on for a 65-58 road win Friday night. The Trojans got a bucket from Dayton Templeton at the end of the first quarter to grab a 16-14 lead. They built on that in the second quarter, knocking down six threes in the period to lead 39-27 to halftime. Atlantic would build the lead as high as 16 in the second half, but the Knights didn't go away. Kemper pulled back within as close as 4 points before Atlantic sealed the win. The Trojans played with good pace, but were still under control most of the night. Atlantic would have had an easier time of hanging on to the lead if it would have been a better night at the foul line. The Trojans went just 8-for-21 from the stripe, including 6-of-17 in the second half. Despite those struggles, they found a way to still make enough big plays and get the win. Atlantic was led by 18 points from Grant Sturm, who helped to spark the early hot shooting with a couple of threes in the second quarter. Skylar Hanlos scored 16, 11 of those in the second quarter. Dayton Templeton also pushed into double figures with 14 on the night. Atlantic improves to 3-4 on their season and will next up host Clarinda on Tuesday. Kemper Catholic was led by 13 points each from Mitchell Batting and Michael Potterbaum. The Knights fall to 2-6. Will travel to Van Meter on Monday. The Atlantic girls basketball team used stifling defense to set the tone and push them to a 63-33 win over the Kemper Catholic Knights on Friday in Carroll. The Trojans used some tight ball pressure to force 21 Knight turnovers and converted many of those into run-out layups on the other end. Atlantic led by 6 at the end of the first quarter, but really pulled away in the second, taking a 36-19 lead into the half. The Trojans built the lead up to 25 by the end of the third and rolled to the win. Jada Jensen led the way with 20 points, and Haley Rasmussen added 19. The Trojans improved to 4-6 and will host Clarinda on Tuesday. Kemper Catholic didn't get any scores into double figures. Catherine Mayhall was their leading scorer with 9. The Knights fell to 1-9 on the season, and they'll face East Sac County on Saturday. Taking a look at the rest of the girls' basketball scores from Friday night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Denison Schleswig, 63-58. Glenwood beating Shenandoah, 63-17. Harlan was a 72-57 winner over St. Albert. And Lewis Central beat Clarinda, 70-25. In Western Iowa Conference girls' basketball, AHSTW was a 56-45 winner over Tri-Center. Audubon down Missouri Valley, 45-16. Logan Magnolia was a 47-22 winner over Riverside. In Roley Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK over Boyer Valley, 68-28. Glidden Ralston downing West Harrison, 77-49. Peyton Sherdan was a 49-36 winner over Cam. And Woodbine girls beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 44-34. In the Corner Conference, East Mills girls had a 52-49 win over Sydney. It was Griswold over Essex, 57-42. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Mount Air beat Bedford, 57-30. Nottoway Valley over Lennox, 61-54. And Southeast Warren over East Union, 44-27. Other scores include Bellevue West over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 43-38. Omaha Roncalli over Council Bluffs TJ, 52-29. In boys basketball action, as we mentioned, Atlantic beat Kemper Catholic 65-58. Creston was a 77-48 winner over Denison Schleswig. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 69-29. Lewis Central was a 3-point winner over Clarinda 39-36. And St. Albert beat Harlan 44-39 in the Hawkeye 10. The Western Iowa Conference boys play was Audubon over Missouri Valley 67-41. Grandview Christian downing Trainer 53-39. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia 77-76. Tri-Center was a 76-57 winner over HSDW. Boys action in the Rolling Valley Conference featured Boyer Valley over Exira EHK 56-54. Cam downing Peyton Jordan 61-50. West Harrison was a 63-44 winner over Glidden Ralston. And Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 48-32. Boys action from the Corner Conference saw East Mills beat Sydney 35-29. Griswold was a 65-36 winner over Essex. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was East Union over Southeast Warren 61-57. Mount Air beating Bedford 46-32. Nottoway Valley over Lennox 64-39. Other scores include Bellevue West Boys over Abraham Lincoln 74-72. Nebraska City beating Thomas Jefferson 56-45. and Omaha Christian over Heartland Christian 54-38 in boys' hoops. In men's college basketball, the Drake University Athletic Department announced Friday evening that the Missouri Valley Conference postponed the next two men's basketball games, the series between Drake and Loyola on January 10th and 11th at the Knapp Center, and the series between Drake and Missouri State on January 17th and 18th in Springfield, Missouri, have all been postponed. The cause is a positive COVID-19 test result among Drake's Tier 1 personnel, which consists of student-athletes, coaches, managers, and staff. The department stated the conference has yet to set up future dates for the postponed games. Any tickets for the Loyola series will be received for its postponed date. Another Big 12 game and another rated foe for Iowa State as the Cyclones host 18th-ranked Texas Tech today. Tip-off from Ames is set for 3 o'clock this afternoon. ISU has been competitive in the past couple of weeks, but they're still 0-4 in league play. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm:
our league is terrific. And, you know, you got to go play the next game, and it's Tech tomorrow. And obviously they're known for their defense and their toughness and physicality and turning people over. And so we've got to do a great job making sure we get a shot every time down and not let them score off their defense.
Prohm says Texas' success begins with defense.
You know, they've always been good defensively, you know, since Chris has been there. We've got to, you know, I think we understand how we need to attack them. We just have to be efficient in the way we do it.
Junior guard Razier Bolton said the Cyclones are focused on limiting turnovers.
I mean, you know, some of them missed dribbles or, you know, maybe dribbling off our foot or, you know, making a pass to a guy thinking he's there. But, you know, we're really not on the same page all the time. So just cleaning that up, communication will probably be the best thing for it. But, I mean, just being aware of it, you know, now as a team and moving forward, we have to control that.
Bolton talks about the keys they need against the Red Raiders.
We have to limit turnovers, make sure we close out to their shooters. You know, stay engaged. Just know what they're running offensively. You know, pay attention to the scouts coaches give us and just apply the game plan and go out there and play as hard as we can.
And UNI takes a 1-3 Missouri Valley record into tomorrow's start of a two-game series at home against Bradley. The Braves are 6-3, but due to COVID-related issues have not started Valley play. Their last game was a one-point loss to Missouri back on December 22nd.
Their last game was against Missouri, of course. Played a very good basketball game. You know, their experience, their depth, you know, they've been in the mix heavily the last couple of years, and a number of those guys are back, and they got a good toughness about them.
And that's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who said the Braves are always strong defensively.
Defensively, they change it up just a little bit, but whether they're playing their zone or their man, a very physical, very determined team defensively, and they've really, you know, they've been great on the backboards at both ends. So lots of challenges.
And that is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.